Blog Talk Radio.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. 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 That's it.
your mama say? She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
he was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah. My Pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, buddy. I thought your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Let me go see. that part is dedicated to my Gigi, my grandmother, Catherine Massboyd. Definitely appreciate it. What was it? June? Okay, it just says 1990. But I know that that was June of 1990. Yep, June of 1990. So yeah, So not only to this is part three, guys, of communion with the ancestors. I have a thing about not finishing what I started. So I don't know. I just something about finishing what I start is what I want to continue and keep going, want to finish what I start. So that's the momentum that I want to keep. So it's only about 2 hours left, guys. We are, like, in the three-hour mark, and this lecture was 5 hours. So we're going to go ahead and continue, guys. So shout-out to not only my ancestors, both good, bad, and indifferent, you know, the ones seen and unseen, and even this masculine unknown force, this male energy that I'm not aware of, but I know he's one of the ancient ones down in my line. I'm not sure who he is yet. But and then the woman, the women, because it's more than one, but it's like one main one, like she's the head honcho matriarch type deal, and she's been, for she knows. what's most important is there are many gifts upon this earth. Whew. So without me further going into all of that, I just want to give gratitude, that's all. All right, guys, let's go ahead and continue.
About the sun, the moon, and the North Pole.
North Pole.
Sun, North Pole. So Tubal-Cain is the code of creation. Two eyes and a nose. Two balls and a cane, because your kundalini energy is the cane. Your kundalini energy is this being right here. And the two balls is what your left and right side around the spine. We are a CERN machine. The two particles that's being accelerated, they're calling it DNA. This is what's happening at the core of your being. Exactly what they're trying to duplicate with CERN is within you. Is a split in the center of all of us that leads out of reality. So this is the stairway that leads to the opening of the stargate. Like I keep showing you on this picture. Let's go back.
I can break
my stargate up. Stairway that leads to the stargate. This is more on cymatics. So right here is a song. In the middle of the song is the peak spot. And same thing how castles are built to embody this pattern of Emerald City, of Agartha. Look at this. Look at this. Maru. See right there? Emerald City, or the Emerald Tablet. It's the heart chakra, the green one, that unlocks it, the kundalini, the serpent. So this little laser beam already built for you. You've got to activate it like they trying to do with CERN. And when you activate yours, it's going to give you the same power that they trying to get with CERN, like God. So look, the ancients built big castles this same way. Don't you know we ain't able to build castles like this today? That when you look at a castle, you looking at the most advanced architecture on earth. Yeah, dude, it's easy to build a big fucking block, right? Because that's all that your damn city is in New York. Like, we're so advanced. We don't build like the ancestors. We can't build like them. We're so stiff in our architecture that we only make big old. All we make is big blocks, man. The ancestors was creating intricate shit. Like, look at this, bro. This level of architecture is gone, which is why you don't see no new castles on the earth. You want to know why everybody likes to go and look at castles and everybody is curious attraction to all the castles on the earth get attention? You shouldn't be giving no castles attention. We're saying we built some battle. Why? Listen. You got castles on this earth that's been here for thousands of years. So not only are they built intricately, but they built stable. We didn't build these castles. We inherited this kingdom. The ancestors built all this old kingdom on earth. The Taj Mahal, London, Eiffel Tower. This is a part of an old kingdom that was on the earth. All of that stuff looked like the Eiffel Tower. Just like this looked like the Eiffel Tower. Just like in the middle of our earth, it looked like the Eiffel Tower, the Step Pyramid. It was just reverse engineering Babylon, but the first Babylon was the good one. You see how this it was the original. Look, this whole tower is leading up to the sky, then it's being cut off. You know why? Because it's opening up a portal. Look at this. This is the Tesla Tower. And when Tesla built his tower, nobody told you Tesla had rebuilt the Babylonian Tower. This is the way everything works in the universe and is embodied into one building. Built the damn frozen mushroom cloud. This is what you got to understand. Top of this mushroom cloud, there was a bomb of a Wi-Fi symbol. Wi-Fi symbol. You see it? That's what the halo is. A signal traveling or energy expanding. See here? And this is the gateway out of the earth. Tower of Babel. It's like the Emerald Tablet. Let's go to the Emerald Tablet. The top of it is missing. Know why the top of the Emerald Tablet is missing? Same reason that the top of a volcano is missing. It don't have a capstone. Fire coming out of it is the capstone. the hose pipe don't got a top on it. When you go outside to seat your hose pipe, why don't no top come on your hose pipe? The water got to come out the top. So the capstone ain't really a capstone. It ain't really capping in. It's like Jesus said, the cup that's overflowing, presented by Asgard right here. Because in this middle world, you keep on recreating yourself in creation. What's happening in this Asgard, you just keep renewing your energy over and over because energy got to keep transforming to some better and better. And that's why heaven is getting greater and greater. Heaven is an experience that's always been better. It's like having sex and it never get old. You know what I'm saying? Basically, this renewal process. So that's what's capping the pyramid right here. What's capping it is rebirth. What's capping it is the constant new expression of energy within the heavens, God redefining itself. And that's when God projects itself into creation. Every time God climbed back into the top of Asgard, God looked different. And God goes out there again, and God climbed this up, and he looked different. Every time God enters the creation and enter back up into the Asgard, he's going there to transform himself. That's what this thing is about, transformation. Caterpillar inside of a cocoon. Well, here is examples of pole symbolism in early North Africa. Christianity is all about resurrection, but before it was a religion, it was a technological agreement. This is from the movie called Stranger Things, which is a series they got on Netflix that I've been breaking down with this thing. That series, Stranger Things, breaks down everything I'm teaching you about. And the North Pole in that movie is this building. This building represents resurrection, rebirth, and a portal opening. It's shaped just like the North Pole. Let's take a look at it. When we go to Mayan cosmos, they're showing you the plus sign at the middle of the earth. See this plus sign right there? Yeah, that's what they're telling you about. And here it go right here. Look, the plus sign. Look at this. The Mayans said at the middle of our earth is a building. And in that building, the beings there are what's creating our world. It is. It's just the Mayan universe. Look at here. In the middle of the universe is some beings inside of this world creating our world. See that? It is right here. Here you go right here. You see a little bitty dome at the middle. And this little bitty dome, that's what's creating our reality. That's the seed of creation. It's a little plus sign. So that little bitty dome is right here. Let me show you. That little dome right there, what the Balkan people was telling us about, all of the magnetic ley lines create a plus sign. It put that building in the middle of the plus sign. Headquarters to this simulation is at the North Pole. That's where we go in that building, and we leave the earth when we enter that building, and they tell us about everything and mysteries of creation. So you see this plus sign, and in the middle of the plus sign is a little building. That rock right there represents a building in the middle of there. And then that is the headquarters for our simulation, just like in this movie. Just like the Mayans say right here. Just like the Aztecs say right here. It's a little building. And all of the energy that's been distributed in our simulation is being manufactured in this building right here. And you can see the energy going out from the creators at the middle, where the pygmy said we all come from. That's the headquarters. This little building here. So that right there would be, like I said, it's right here, Asgard, the floating city. So let's look at some more, though. You look at this picture right here. Let me go and show you some other stuff that'll blow you away. Confederate flag is an old flag that represents the Galactic Confederation. Let me show you something. Get here. On the left is the Beast Computer in Brussels, Belgium. That's going to be the new North Pole. Beast Computer in Brussels, Belgium is the new book of life for the new universe they create. That's why it's shaped like a big-ass book. See, that's why I told you our universe is a book, and they reverse engineering the book of life. So this building shaped like a plus sign. And when we have our pole shift in the near future, all of the compasses going to point to Brussels, Belgium, the new lunch site. Because the simulation going to be lunch from this, but it's going to be powered by CERN. That's what's going to allow for the connection, the vortex, and the energy to constantly be through the system. Here go an ancient one that the Mayan was talking about right here. This is your emerald tablet. Like I said, when you look at emerald, showing you what the Mayan showing you, the matrix, the eximus with the X in the middle, look. And then the pattern repeating outward. Look at this emerald. Now look at this. See that? This is the Incan cosmology, and I'm just comparing it to an emerald. But this emerald is why the Celtic people wore green, the Boston Celtics, all that. That's Papa Lekba with the pipe, the little Celtic man. That's the leprechaun. Got the secrets of the other side of the moon or the other side of the rainbow. Just the way out of the prison. If you look at what I've been teaching you about Moses and the Book of Life and all that, I'm going to put this on the screen for like 2 minutes. We've got to take a commercial break, and I'll flip through some collages, and I will let the sacred geometry speak when I'm not talking. All right? So enjoy my music and enjoy my collages, and I'll be right back to continue. We're going to take a break, but I'm still going to be teaching during the break by passing slides on the screen. But I'm going to play my music. Let's get it.
Put in a YouTube clip, y'all, in the show notes. It's going to be in all for all three. It's going to be in the show notes. I'm gonna do it like I'm gonna do something like this. Well, now, let's see how much we got this left. We got three. We're not even in the fourth hour yet. All right. So this is gonna be our break. We gonna play this real quick. Oh, come on.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids, and myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe spent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was a representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He's like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You're going to do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Our people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They own our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free. And say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful, is because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I was saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we talk about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us.
happen. Yeah, this is, and this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who she, he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we got to be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking, I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin, whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution of some seed holding place where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago. And some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this org government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. It's a meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us. And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing.
and we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we gonna get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head gonna turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head gonna turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and really let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
Y'all, I used to drag that song when I was little, like about 7, when it first came out, like in my mother's heels. I used to dance on that song. Wow, hold on, what is this one? This one is for the women. And not for the women, but to kind of tell you or paint the story. Sure, it's a lot of Olivias out here. Healing, it seems to be a cliche, but really when you face yourself in your darkest mirror, you know, what else could harm you? But I know with a lot of women, and this is from the outside looking in, y'all, I do not know y'all from, you know, but when it comes to healing, and I don't know why or what it is, but it seems to be like looking in that mirror is so dark that a lot of women would rather die than just really face herself in her deepest mirrors. So my heart goes for you guys, you know. It could possibly be hard. We don't know your story. We don't know what happened. But what we do know is the causes of not healing hurts even your generations. It hurts your children. It hurts your children's children or children. You know, so it's very paramount and very important that women, y'all ain't got to do shit. But, you know, if you truly love people, and if you truly love those that you say you love, you know, in order to combat your karma, you have to do, and this is what you have to do. You have to do something in the matters of the heart. You know, if you have done a lot of evil in your life and you want to combat your karma instantly, do good deeds. Do good deeds that are recognizable. That's how you can help combat your karma. All right. All right, guys. So where are we at? We're going to get back into the lecture. That's where we're at. So, yeah, we're going to get back into the lecture.
That's what Operation Fishbowl and all of them fucking with this advanced power is about. When you create the kind of energy that can shake the foundations of the earth,
uh-oh,
you just created the kind of energy that can open up holes in the heavens.
Damn.
Which is why you see both of those things happening in this picture. The earth is being shaken while the heavens are being opened. They said when God returned to the earth, that's what's going to happen, right or wrong. Why everything we say about a bomb, they say about their God? And why do humans like to say, I'm a God, and they also like to say, I'm the bomb? And why do the bombs shape like a little ball, and they call God a ball? And they said that the energy that created the universe was a little bitty ball, but what came out that little bitty ball was a bunch of energy and light like this. Now, see, are y'all putting the pieces together now? You put the pieces together because you can give me a little bitty seed just like you give me a little bitty grenade. And once you activate the seed and the grenade, you're going to get a big-ass explosion, boy. See, that little seed gonna create a tree so big that you can drive a car through it in California. If you see the seed that make them big trees, oh, it's so small, it ain't funny. That's why I keep telling you trees are explosions of energy. Just look at them. Don't they look like an explosion? Once you drop that seed, it's like a nigga drop that grenade. Everything is an explosion. Your daddy dropped a grenade onto the earth, which is represented by the mama. Your daddy did what's called firing a hole. Where he put the pin and discharged an explosive inside of a hole. So he threw the grenade in another dimension. Because my enemy hide in the cave. I don't got to go in there. I can send my energy in that hole, fire in the hole. That's what daddy did. And he put an explosion site. And when the bomb hit, a mushroom cloud was formed, a human with a brain, a crown chakra, a neck, shoulders, expressing itself just like this explosive pattern. Life is an explosion. The mushroom cloud starts as a little bitty tiny copy of itself, and it expands outward like a balloon. That's how a hologram is made, from a little copy that we blow up and we make it hollow into a giant, like a balloon. It's a little bitty star, right? But you can blow it up and make it a giant star. But now it's a gas giant. like what NASA telling you, it's hollow now. And hollow is halo. See? Expansion of consciousness. This is how you get light. Because you were too dense. So the expansion of consciousness is the exertion of energy at the North Pole, what North Pole, the center of self. You're a bomb. You can't put the pin back in this grenade. So learn how to blow up the right way. Learn how to express the energy the way it needs to be expressed. You are a living fucking explosive grenade. But you understand that shit touch you. Think a nigga gonna walk up to that explosion right there? Everybody running away from it. Everybody wanna be the bomb at the same time. One single fractal code in the universe and you're expressing it just like this tree. This is why I keep saying you're the bomb to the stars. Roaring soul creates, it leads the lower self out of oblivion. But his lion is like Moses, leading the people, Stargate, forging a way through the waters. You see, for those waters will only break away is if you get loud enough. And that's why they said open sesame. It's vibration. One that's doing the talking is the speaker that's buried up under the water in the underworld. That's you, man. You the speaker. You the wielder. You the one that's talking it all into existence. So let's take a look at you and your aura. This is what's buried in the underworld. An experiment, a cymatic experiment, may I add. Check out what you look like. Huge circle. Look at the top of you. See, you look like a speaker, but this speaker is buried under the water. So ain't nobody hearing what you're saying in the heavens. So guess what you got to do? Scream loud enough. And the louder you scream, guess what's going to happen? You're going to separate the waters. You're going to break a hole in this water. It's going to open up a path to the heavens where you ain't going to have to go nowhere. The heavens don't come to you. You got to get loud enough. How did a speaker get from under the water? By getting loud enough. Turn up the volume, man. Quit living life being a bitch. Quit being scared to fight these devils and get censored. And not, man, you came here to do battle with the devil. When you start fighting, you're going to see how fun it is to kick some demon ass. That's all I'm saying. That's why Sanchez ain't got a lot of help. Let me show you something. Who is you or this speaker up under the water? The only way you can emerge from these waters is to get loud enough to break the waters at the middle. And then the sound that the speaker is giving off will blow that water up out the bucket. It'll cover that speaker face and expose his face from that water the louder he talks. Well, he's like the MGM lion. And if you don't roar, you don't pour. What's happening? You are pouring. The conscious, listen, like a hose pipe with the water pouring out. In this case, the hose pipe is made out of water. And what's pouring out of this water hose pipe is light. The light is forging a wormhole and a pathway through the water with the vibration of the light, which is represented by the MGM light. Roaring. The pineal gland forging a way through the darkness, trying to make it out of the labyrinth. You ain't listening. See, it ain't that the higher self ain't screaming to the top of his lungs. It's just the lower self doing like this, man. And when you get your hands from up here, you can put them out here. And now you can tightrope walk with me. Now you can fly. But you can't fly as long as you're doing this. You know what this is for? Prisoners. against the wall, spread your legs. Prison because you don't know the way out. You're in prison because you ain't listening to the way out.
Uh-oh.
The speaker is in the middle of the chest, but what he's saying is muffled by the water that's burying him. And I'm just showing you how to break free, and I'm using coded language so that you can get this in the subconscious. How's a little fire that be coming in your chest sometimes? You suppress it. See, every now and then you get this little jolt of energy like that MGM line right here. I'm showing you a way to get that all the time. Every day you wake up just to get that roaring energy. The more you get that, that's just going to become who you are. That's that energy. You're going to keep that same energy. That's when you start vibrating high and shit. Now the shit that's coming out of your mouth, folks don't hear it so legibly because it ain't got a bunch of lies and water burying the speaker. I talk people, listen, you know what? It ain't saying like this, see, this what it's saying like that you trying to cut over the hill and shit like this. Man, my shit is clear. I'll remove the water from off of that shit. Look, motherfuckers ain't hearing you. What you gotta do is get loud. Jump the volume. Then, once you get so amplified, you'll even be able to hear yourself. The reason other people weren't hearing it because you weren't hearing it. I just told you what you were doing. You don't know the truth. Everything sounds like Charlie Brown. Because the truth buried under all your indoctrination. The shit you saying is buried under water, man. And I'm giving y'all symbolism to get you free. So I'm going to just move on from that. We don't want to beat that horse too much because doing so good on time that I may open up the call lines and let people up one at a time say and interject and say what they want. Now, check it out. Again, back to the Emerald Tablet. Boom. That is the Emerald City. The Oz map. This is the Superman place. I don't know the name of it, but I know I remember some Superman green crystals. Yo, where does Superman didn't like these green crystals. You know why? Because it made him a fallen angel. Kryptonite. Encryption is the simulation. Why you think they call it kryptonite? You've been encrypted in a blind initiation. Night. It's blind. The simulation is over your eyes, man, night. And it's an encryption. It's an encryption. Your whole life is like an encrypted algorithm. It's the computer language here. Kryptonite. What kills Superman is the simulation. He got to go to Emerald City. He become a fallen angel. Why you think Pan got them pipes in his hand? It's Emerald City. Goat God Pan with the Mario blow on a pipe to go to other lands. Y'all remember? Mario blows on a pipe to go to other lands. Why do you think Pan wearing green? Just went in the green screen. Look, why he got them pipes on his mouth? Man, that's the Emerald City right there that he's showing you. He's dealing with sound vibration. The pipes is what Mario traveled through to get to other worlds. But the reason he blowing the pipes is because the breath is passed like a baton. You exhale in this world, you inhale in another world. Like passing a baton, you passing a breath. Your last breath in this life gonna be your first breath in another life, and it's gonna continue. Don't never stop breathing. You just continue on breathing in another dimension. So that made our ancestors not scared of death because they knew they would never. The spirit you got is this thing of not breathing, but that ain't no such thing. You always breathing forever and ever. So him blowing through them pipes represents the soul on earth exhaling its last breath out the body and represented by the first breath going into another, where's his pipe traveling? That's why I told you to tightrope Mario travel with the pipe, Mario travel with a flute. And the flute that Mario blow on, it looks like a Babylon tower, because that's what they tell you. If you look at that flute that Mario got, it looked like the Babel Tower. And the reason why ain't the top of it ain't capped, because that's where the mouth of God at blowing the flute. I can show you that with sacred geometry. Aureo represent Christ. If you take the M off, you get Aureo, which is the aura, and a cookie company, too, because you sandwiched in between the heaven and hell.
Who knew?
Watch this. I said, this is like, hold on a second. Lips of God are blowing the whistle. You look at this Babylon Tower, that's Mario whistle. He get them lips out and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's going to look crazy then. Look. That's a spades on the end. You like to play spades. In order to play spades, you got to have a four-way corner like the cross on the table, four-way game, like the four corners of the earth dealing with the ethereal winds. Look at this shit. It's the four corners of the base of a pyramid, and the tip of the pyramid is Polaris. Detach capstone on your dollar because it's a star in the sky, and we use it to navigate on the square, which is the base of the pyramid.
And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell. Be sure to select all so that you can receive notifications every time we go live and upload to the channel.
So look at that. You want to know why the Tower of Babel don't have a cap on it? It leads to the mouth of God. The top of it is the mouth of God. Look at. I'm going to pull out some more in a minute. Boom. This mouth, them two lips represent the demiurge. See, these two lips is why Moses is holding two pillars. Moses got two pillars and a stick. Why ain't y'all picking up the symbolism? Let's go back to it. Why is Moses carrying them two pillars with that stick? Look it right here, man. It go right here, the two pillars with the stick. Balls and a cane. They call it the tubal cane. They're tracking. Drop a one in the chat room if y'all with me. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes, ELM is dealing with Emerald City. Freddy Krueger got on a striped shirt because he's Saturn. And if you look at the Emerald Code, it's a repetitive pattern like Saturn. Now, it's your tubal cane. Two lips of God, and the word is the cane or the laser beam. Remember now, let me show you something about the tubal cane real quick. Here go the CERN. CERN beam cane. And guess what they got? Two particles, which are two balls. They are telling you the secrets of what they trying to do all the time. Two balls and a cane. So CERN telling you, they are, listen what I'm telling you. CERN said that they got two balls and a cane. The cane is Christ and the two balls are the two thieves. It's like your penis, the shaft and the two balls. Christ is the obelisk, which is the penis. Penis represents the penitentiary, pen, the simulation, the father, Kronos, time, Saturn. Two balls and a cane, man. It's the two CERN particles and the laser beam that they're going to make. Tubal cane, the shaft and the two testicles. It's the same thing about the sun, the moon, and the North Pole. Two balls and a cane. Sun, moon, North Pole. So tubal cane is the code of creation. Two eyes and a nose. Balls and a cane, because your kundalini energy is the cane. Your kundalini energy is this beam right here.
And the two balls is what around the spine. We are a CERN machine. The two particles that's being accelerated, they're calling it DNA. This is what's happening at the core of your being. Exactly what they're trying to duplicate with CERN is within you. Is a split in the center of all of us that leads out of reality. So this is the stairway that leads to the opening of the stargate. Like I keep showing you on this picture, let's go back. Where's my stargate at? Stairway that leads to the stargate. This is more on cymatics. So right here is a song. In the middle of the song is the peak spot. And same thing how castles are built to embody this pattern of Emerald City, of Agartha. Look at this. Look at this. Maru. See right there? Emerald City or the Emerald Tablet. It's the heart chakra, the green one, that unlocks it, the kundalini, the serpent one.
I got to go
so
back
this
and watch
little laser
of, thing
is already built in you. Just got to activate it like they trying to do with CERN. And when you activate yours, it's going to give you the same power that they trying to get with CERN, like God. So look, the ancients built their castles this same way. Don't you know we ain't able to build castles like this today? That when you look at a castle, you looking at the most advanced architecture on earth. Yeah, dude, it's easy to build a big fucking block, right? Because that's all that your damn city is in New York. And we so advanced. We don't build like the ancestors. We can't build like them. We're so stiff in our architecture that we only make big old blocks. All we make is big blocks, man. The ancestors was creating intricate shit. Like, look at this, bro. This level of architecture is gone, which is why you don't see no new castles on the earth. You want to know why everybody likes to go and look at castles and everybody, tourist attractions, all the castles on the earth get attention? You shouldn't be giving no castles attention. If we saying we built some better, why, listen, castles on this earth that's been here for thousands of years, so not only are they built intricately, but they built stable. We didn't build these castles. We inherited this kingdom. The ancestors built all this old kingdom on earth, the Taj Mahal, London, Eiffel Tower. This is a part of an old kingdom that was on the earth. All of that stuff looked like the Eiffel Tower, just like this looked like the Eiffel Tower. Just like in the middle of our earth, it looked like the Eiffel Tower, the Step Pyramid. Just reverse engineering Babylon, but the first Babylon was the good one. You see how this tower, it was the original. Look, this whole tower is leading up to the sky, then it's being cut off. You know why? Because it's opening up a portal. Look at this. It's the Tesla Tower. And when Tesla built his tower, nobody told you Tesla had rebuilt the Babylonian Tower. This is the way everything works in the universe and is embodied into one building. Built the damn frozen mushroom cloud. This is what you got to understand. Halo at the top of this mushroom cloud represent a Wi-Fi signal, a sonar sound is splitting, being transmitted through the ether, and it does it in a form of a Wi-Fi symbol. On Wi-Fi symbol. You see it? That's what the halo is, a signal traveling. or energy expanding. You hear? And this is the gateway out of the earth. The Tower of Babel is like the Emerald Tablet. Let's go to the Emerald Tablet. The top of it is missing. You know why the top of the Emerald Tablet is missing? Same reason that the top of a volcano is missing. It don't have a capstone. Fire coming out of it is the capstone. A hose pipe don't got a top on it. When you go outside to skeet your hose pipe, why don't no top come on your hose pipe? The water got to come out the top. Capstone ain't really a capstone. It ain't really capping in nothing. It's like Jesus said, the cup that's overflowing, represented by Asgard right here. Because in this middle world, you keep on recreating yourself in creation. What's happening in this Asgard, you just keep renewing your energy over and over because energy got to keep transforming to some better and better. And that's why heaven is getting greater and greater. Heaven is an experience that's always getting better. It's like having sex and they never get old. You know what I'm saying? Basically, this renewal process. So that's what's capping the pyramid right here. What's capping it is rebirth. What's capping it is the constant new expression of energy within the heavens, God redefining itself. And that's when God projects itself into creation. Every time God climbed back into the top of Asgard, God looked different. And God goes out there again, and God climbed this up, and he looked different. Every time God enters the creation and enter back up into the Asgard, he's going there to transform himself. That's what this thing is about, transformation, a caterpillar inside of a cocoon. So here is examples of North Pole symbolism in early North Africa. Christianity is all about resurrection, but before it was a religion, it was a technological agreement. This is from the movie called Stranger Things, which is a series they got on Netflix that I've been breaking down with this thing. That series, Stranger Things, breaks down everything I'm teaching you about. And the North Pole in that movie is this building. This building represents resurrection, rebirth, and a portal opening. It's shaped just like the North Pole. Let's take a look at it. When we go to Mayan cosmos, they're showing you the plus sign at the middle of the earth. See this plus sign right there? Yeah, that's what they're telling you about. And that and here it go right here. Look, the plus sign. Look at this. The Mayan said at the middle of our earth is a building. And in that building, the beings there are what's creating our world. Look at this. This is the Mayan universe. Look at here. In the middle of the universe is some beings inside of this small world creating our world. You see that? It is right here. Here you go right here. You see a little bitty dome at the middle. In this little bitty dome, that's what's creating our reality. That's the seed of creation. It's a little plus sign. So that little bitty dome is right here. Let me show you. That little dome right there, what the Balkan people was telling us about, all of the magnetic A lines create a plus sign, building in the middle of the plus sign. Headquarters to this simulation is at the North Pole. That's where we go in that building. And we leave the earth when we enter that building, and they tell us about everything, the mysteries of creation. So you see this plus sign, and in the middle of the plus sign is a little building. That rock right there represents a building in the middle of there. And in there is the headquarters for our simulation, just like in this movie. Just like the Mayans say right here. Just like the Aztecs say right here, it's a little building. And all of the energy that's in distributed in our simulation is being manufactured in this building right here. And you can see the energy going out from the creators at the middle, where the pygmy said we all come from. That's the headquarters. His little building here. So right there would be, like I said, it's right here, Asgard, the floating city. So let's look at some more, though. You look at this picture right here. Let me go and show you some other stuff going to blow you away. Confederate flag is an old flag that represents the Galactic Confederation. Let me show you something. You're here. In Brussels, Belgium. That's going to be the new North Pole. These computers in Brussels, Belgium, is the new book of life for the new universe they create. That's why it's shaped like a big-ass book. See, that's why I told you our universe is a book, and they reverse engineering the book of life. So this building shaped like a plus sign. And when we have our pole shift in the near future, all of the compasses going to point to Brussels, Belgium. The simulation going to be launched from this, but it's going to be powered by CERN. That's what's going to allow for the connection, the vortex, and the energy to constantly be through the system. Here go an ancient one that the Mayan was talking about right here. This is your emerald tablet. Like I said, when you look at emerald, showing you what the Mayan's showing you, the matrix, the Xmas with the X in the middle, look. And then a pattern repeating outward. Look at this emerald. Now look at this. See that? This is the Incan cosmology, and I'm just comparing it to a emerald. But this emerald is why the Celtic people wore green, the Boston Celtics. All that, that's Papa Lekbar with the pipe, the little Celtic man, that's the leprechaun. It's of the other side of the moon or the other side of the rainbow, which is the way out of the prism. So if you look at what I've been teaching you about Moses and the book of life and all that, I'm going to put this on the screen for like 2 minutes. We got to take a commercial break. And I'll flip through some collages, and I will let the sacred geometry speak when I'm not talking. All right? So enjoy my music and enjoy my collages, and I'll be right back to continue. We're going to take a break, but I'm still going to be teaching during the break by passing slides on the screen, but I'm going to play my music. Let's get it. Thank you.
They were talking about resurrection coming from a technology, some sort of technology that's over our head. Saturn is satellite. It's talking about how you transmit consciousness through antennas. And that's what the Neuralink, we discovered this Neuralink stuff in the ancient world. Just keep rebuilding Babylon. Through the Mayan concept of the universe. Here go what we got going on today trying to recreate this thing. We making the same mistake again. Mm-hmm. And then you in Northern Africa, you got stuff like this. What are they worshiping? Some technology, bro. This out now. The Africans had this shit buried under the ground in a pit. And it ain't on the same level as their land. You had to go down into this thing. It wasn't levitated on land. It was put in a pit. Think about this, y'all. Ancient Africans got a computer buried in the ground. Think about it. At Brussels, Belgium, they got this shit buried in the ground. Instead of beasts going to rise from out the pits in the end of days, they discovered this in Africa in our time. The ancestors wanted that shit to be fulfilled. Well, they trying to talk to us. The ancestors left these symbols because they're time travelers, and these symbols is how they talk to us from the future.
From the future.
These symbols and shit is literally them talking to us from the future, from Asgard, from
you know what?
The place where time being created. This is the language that...
You know what? They say that all of that, all of the ancient stuff, the hieroglyphs and the wall, and the wall, they say, excuse me, can any of us prove that was in the past? History is only what we were told. And what we were taught, which is full of programs and full of lies. As Brother Wisdom said, the real history and the pyramids and like a lot of that stuff could be the future, not the past. You know?
Question everything they say.
Connects all the time, symbolism. You don't got to say nothing because the picture worth a thousand words. Here you got a plus sign up under the ground, and people was talking about resurrection. And here in our world, we got a plus sign buried under the ground where they trying to make us immortals in a supercomputer.
Mm.
Most of this computer is under the ground, y'all. This just a little front part. Most of this shit 70% under the ground. The fact that they found this under the ground and not on the level of the other land show me that it's symbolic and trying to talk to us, and it's like prophetic in a way. Then the same time they uncovered this, that's when we start learning about what's happening here. They both dealing with resurrection. Christianity was never a religion. It was technology we uncovered.
Mm.
Saturn shaped the same way. Talking about how time is created. Oh no, Saturn, right? So even Billy Carson agreed with me that we're in a holographic simulation, but they just don't understand that once you say that we're in a simulation, it becomes a flat earth, and you can't undo that. Simulation is like a video game. When you play Grand Theft Auto, you got a flat map. And in any simulation, it's dealing with a flat board, like board games. Here go the board right here, the earth plane. And you're a piece on the board, skipping around the board. Here go what I'm teaching y'all. People like Billy Carson want to talk about simulations, holographic universe, but they don't want to talk about flat earth. And I got to call it out. I got to call it out. Let's listen to him. I've heard enough of me. Let me play the video.
So that's that gravity craft that he created starting back in the 30s?
I'm here to call this man out. He trying to make it like Hitler was creating anti-gravity crafts. That's why I'm telling y'all, Billy Carson working for them people, man. Billy Carson is an agent. I don't care what nobody say, I got to say it. Every time I try to be nice, I just can't be nice. The dude is an agent, and it just gets under my skin. I don't know if he's an agent or if he really playing dumb like that. He keep bringing up Adolf Hitler, Vermonter. He want to make it like what the government saying. It's an alien spaceship, and that ain't what Hitler was saying. Hitler was trying to wake the world up with his knowledge. Now we about to go even deeper and show you. Here go what Hitler was talking about.
I get asked.
Hitler got a spaceship up there with a plus sign in the middle. Look. Here what Hitler was talking about. This is the flat earth with a plus sign being the North Pole and the dome over it. They turned it into UFO shit to hide the cosmology. They turning the flat earth into a UFO ship because it's literally levitating on a tree of life. That's why I showed you the beehive earlier. It's like a beehive hanging on a tree. Lying to you about Hitler. The whole world lied about Hitler, and they had to kill him because Hitler was saying too much of what I'm saying. And he was saying it back in the day. You see what they doing to flat earthers today? Look at what they were doing to Hitler back in the day. Think about this. Look at the people who Hitler was killing and think about that, and I'm going to just shut up. This is what Hitler was talking about, what the earth is and how to get free energy from the earth, just like Tesla. Every time, let me show you something. Every time we talk about free energy, they hide it with UFO shit. Tesla was talking about free energy. Guess what? All of the imposters on the earth, they say Tesla was talking about aliens. Watch this. Watch this. This shit, look. What they did with Tesla too. Tesla wasn't talking about no fucking alien vehicle. Ain't what they was talking about. These people hid the true spirituality behind UFO talk. Tesla was talking about your Mahala and the multiverse. Let me show you. Your starship. They turned it into the Hitler and Tesla was talking about UFOs and anti-gravity. No, man. Here's what, see, Hitler and Tesla were like priests of their time. They were Nordic priests of their time. Look at this. This is what they give you today, but Tesla wasn't talking about that. They want to make this spiritual knowledge physical. You see what they're doing? It's your light body, but they want to turn it into a UFO taking you off the earth. But really, it's your light body, your crown. Your crown chakra is what Hitler was trying to teach about. That's what they turned into the UFO ship. This ain't nothing but your crown chakra. And they want you to be alienated to who you are and how we travel the stars. Hit the crown chakra. Turn this to the UFO ship. This is the Stargate out the earth. But ain't nobody getting out the earth because people don't know this. They ain't opening up their minds because they believe in space and aliens and anti-gravity and spookism. Ain't what Tesla was talking about. That is not, and they turn it into this now, the alien agenda. That is not what Tesla was talking about. They talking about the pharaoh, the stuff, Tesla discovered his. Pharaohs in Egypt was connected with the knowledge that Tesla had, what Hitler had. We just disconnected today. We think the Egyptians was on some alien shit and bullshit and spookism. No, they was on electromagnetism just like Tesla. Look at this. damn Ankh is the lightsaber, man. But they turned it into alien stuff. See, look. See how this look like a UFO head? And they'll say, look, we learned the knowledge of energy from UFOs when we literally learned it by studying oscillation. Studying the natural world around us. Been looking at a hurricane would teach you about the crown chakra. Our ancestors unlocked these secrets because they was in tune with the world around them. Think of the swirl on the top of your head. Everybody got it. The top of your head. The hurricane happening. Your energy is expressing itself. It's ordered chaos. You are a fucking hurricane, but you are ordered one. You are chaos that's ordered. That's why I'm showing you a hurricane, but I'm also showing you the crown chakra. Got this on the top of your head. All the energy that made you is following a simple pattern. You brush your hair this way. Don't go against the grain. We yield to this fractal code in creation. So check that out. There it is. They turned this into a UFO ship beaming down some damn light. Sacred geometry will show you the deception. That all of it was alienated with spookism. Look at this. A Tesla wasn't talking about no damn Billy Carson lying to y'all. He part of the agenda. So the swastika right here. That's what I've been teaching you about. They banned the damn swastika, but they didn't ban the Jesuit cross. We talking about a symbol that represents a Holocaust. Do you know how many nations was killed under the Jesuit cross? But they ain't banned that yet, but they banned the swastika. See, I'm telling you, it's a spiritual war on the earth. All of this shit ain't nothing but who gonna have the power to interpret the cosmology. And the Jesuits been doing it a long time. It's simple, the headquarters that I was telling you about. That's where your real head at. You're a headless horseman. Why you think they call it the headquarters? It's four corners to this thing. You in each one of the corners are part of your being. Think about this. Four quarters. The headquarters. Up this shit, man. It's four sides to this thing. It's what the swastika is. Hitler was talking about all this too early. They didn't want it yet. They want to control when we wake up and not. You can only wake up when they got the technology to control our awakening. Can't wake us up at a time if they can't control that new awakening. They got to monitor when we're awakening so that when we awaken, they had a new technology to control us with. Hitler had the swastika. They banned it. It ain't that they banned the swastika because the Jesuit cross is the swastika. I keep telling you that. Saturn, all that, the four-leaf clover. That they banned Hitler's agenda, which was exposing the matrix, revealing what the Jesuit cross was all about. Who's working with the Jesuits? The Jews. Who were Hitler attacking? Look at this matrix symbol. It's shaped like a Jesuit cross, don't it? They showing you in a matrix. And even in the middle of it, shows you this same code about the headquarters that's in the middle. Look. The controllers are the Antarctic Treaty. Hitler was talking about this. Say it's the headquarters. You literally got a dude head inside of it right here. The Celtic people. That's literally where your mind is located at the North Pole. The pineal gland in the middle of the brain. It's the Polaris in the middle of the earth. It's one big interconnected fractal loophole, if you will. Once you access it, you up out this bitch like Jack out in the box.
See, the Hindu Nagini showing you what the Celtic people were showing you. Dude coming up out the simulation, look, defeated Saturn because he made it to the middle of the labyrinth like the rat. And he coming up out the thing like a volcano erupting. And that's what this Celtic symbol represents right here. So how they going to ban what Hitler was saying, and they creating it now with CERN? All of this ain't nothing but the image of the CERN technology. Look at this. CERN is showing you everything I'm showing you right here. Even the doggone logo. It's that when Hitler was trying to do this, they weren't ready for it yet. You know how far ahead the world would be right now if Hitler would have did this in his time? They stole Hitler's research like they did with Tesla and reverse engineered it. And they talking about Hitler was going to control the world, and they just control the world. They was talking shit about the TV today. It reverse engineered it. Was talking shit about, because in case y'all didn't know, the TV was invented in Germany. That ought to tell you the kind of technology that Hitler had. Hitler was the first one to pass a visual broadcast through the ether, him and Tesla. Nobody done this but Hitler and Tesla, man. The TV exists because of Hitler and Tesla. Hitler used the TV to be able to make all of Germany on one accord, and you saw how he was going to rule the world with that. His military was able to receive a signal within minutes while everybody else was still using old radio. How you going to fight Germany? They already at your doorstep when y'all still communicating the plan. They done passed the signal to the whole nation through the TV. You know communication is the key to victory in battle. And then nobody had a level of communication like Nazi Germany. Had a TV. TVs. I mean, one man can control this whole nation. You don't understand what this means for the world. This is why Hitler rose to power. Because when people started to see that Germany was more advanced than everybody else, so Hitler used the TV to control Germany. And when they killed Hitler, what did they do? Old TVs, and now they control us with the TV by brainwashing us. Just like what Hitler did, the pot calling the kettle black. They was just mad because they couldn't do it. That's all. Everybody talks shit about Hitler, talking about how the TV is the devil's box, the idiot box. That's when all that shit came out, the devil's box, idiot box, because they said Hitler made his people zombies with the TV. And that we got to get rid of Hitler because the TV is a deadly weapon and all that shit. And when we get rid of Hitler, now we got the TVs and they controlling us with it. I don't see what happened. Same thing when they got rid of Tesla. Now they reverse engineering his science. These people can't tap into the knowledge of how the earth works because they out of tune. So they're going to get somebody else to do it for them. And they just copy it. That's all Saturn know how to do is copy. All Saturn know how to do is copy. He don't figure nothing out for himself. He don't fucking do no science of his own. He reverse engineers. And then he take the shit he stole and do bad with it. When the people who motherfucking invented the shit was saying, let's do good with it. Like what Tesla was saying. Tesla was saying, let's give free energy to everybody and let's teach them about this. And they killed him for thinking like that because they want to sell it. They want to make you a slave. Saturn is a copycat, but he going to copy your shit for the worst, not for the best. You hear me? Saturn never copying your shit for the best. He going to copy it for the worst. That's the power that's running this earth. And it's against our ancestors. Well, I would play some more of this Billy Carson thing and break him down and dissect him. Y'all get to make a choice right now.
to finish breaking down Billy Carson's video, which is me going to be just letting him repeat what I already said and showing you how. I'm just going to repeat myself over and over. I'm going to say, look, y'all, look at what Billy said. That ain't true on the globe. See what he said right there? That ain't true on the globe. The whole point of me playing a Billy Carson video was to show that he teaching flat earth stuff about the simulation, about the how can he be teaching about a holographic universe, people, when NASA don't say that? Globe ain't holographic. It's water and molten lava at the core. They can't have their cake and eat it too. If you're going to, it ain't that, people, put it this way. The only way you can talk about simulation and hologram is within Earth. Because a video game is on a flat map. That's a simulation. Go play that computer game called The Sims and look at the shape of the world in there. Shape of the map. No way you can say simulation and holographic universe and still be a globalist unless you're an atheist, man, trying to have your cake and eat it too, and that's what the devil trying to do right now. People so dumbed down, he can have his cake and eat it too. People don't so dumbed down. So put a one if you want me to open up the line for my peoples, man, and let them call in one-on-one to close out. The two, if you want me to mess with this little Billy video for a little while and close out that way. One or two. One for the calls, two for Billy. Can give y'all my time or I can give Billy my time. We already know he's an agent, but I'm going to let y'all make the choice. I can let the agent get the time, or we can give the time to the people, because y'all who really matter. And you already know what I'm going to say about Billy, that he basically trying to say our science on the globe and it don't fit. Vallone, you can't cheat. Y'all can't. See, y'all putting two, y'all doubling up on the twos. I know how to end all that. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. This way ain't no cheating going to happen. Are we going to vote the right way? I'm going to give y'all 1 minute to vote on the poll. That's the only way that I'm going to accept the vote. Blind or Billy, get your vote in right now. Phone lines or Billy. And because people is cheating, so let's use the proper vote poll system. We'll give that some time so everybody can get their vote in. I tell you what, I'll play another beat or half of a beat. Yeah. Give people some time to So we don't need to play the beat. We ain't going to need that much time. 800 and some people in there, man. Ain't nobody voting. Like the phone lines winning. We're about to open them lines up. Because, I mean, I'm going to just keep repeating myself. Billy going to keep teaching you about the holographic universe simulation. But he's a globalist. So it's just, that's all that is. People want the phone lines open, and I ain't going to cap, man. It's a wise choice. I wouldn't give the agent my time either if I was y'all. We y'all can call in and shit. So
all right, we're going to cut it. Yeah, we're going to cut it right there, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Send hands to the Wickers Radio.
Tune in, man, one at a time. We're going to get you in, get you out, call it in, man.
Let's see what he got, though.
Let's join in. Boy, yeah, call it in. Let's see. Give all of y'all a few minutes on the mic, rotating the call. got answers in old smoke. Whenever you get your mic going, welcome to the call, and thank you for calling in. You have the floor.
Oh, girl, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Like, I came outside to, you know, meditate and talk to Lord, talk to God, and I have a message that needs to get out there because I need to be obedient and tell you what God and the ancestors are saying. They're saying we are here. We are here. They are saying we are here. We are here. That's all I keep hearing. We are here. We are here.
Yeah.
We are here. They are not the Antichrist. They are the originators, and we are here. We are on earth right now. We are here. We are here.